You are listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, YKHC's tobacco prevention and cessation.
Good morning, YK Delta. This is Aiden Keller coming to you from Bethel, Alaska. I am one of the nicotine dependence counselors at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, and today I want to welcome all listeners to our Wellness Wednesday broadcast. Last month, we focused on our alternative activities one can engage in to help them stay tobacco-free. This week, we're going to dive a little deeper into staying active and healthy, especially during these winter months. But before we do, I wanted to give our guests a chance to introduce themselves.
Hello, listeners. My name is Ray Peterson. I work with the YKHC Diabetes Prevention and Control Department as an outreach specialist. I have been working for YK for over 12 years, but only in the diabetes department for the past five. Well, and I've been living here in Bethel all my life. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you, Ray.
How y'all doing? My name is Miles Rice. I'm new to the diabetes department. I've been in Bethel about a week now. I moved up from Alabama. I'm currently the exercise physiologist for the department, so I'll be helping out in any way I can to help you guys stay in shape and just educate everyone on the benefits of exercise. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks, Miles. Yeah. Grateful for Ray's return to our show. He's been on it before and elated to introduce Miles to the YK Delta. Miles, do you think you could also explain exactly what an exercise physiologist role is?
Right. So the exercise physiologist role is really just a bridge between the body as well as how it affects your whatever condition someone's dealing with. So instead of a normal trainer role where we deal with like athletes or people trying to do workouts for performance-based events, we help people with like diabetes, for example, mm-hmm. or recovering from a heart attack with COPD. Cancer patients, anybody that has a pre-existing condition, we help them improve their quality of life through exercise.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being here and doing that for all our patients here in the YK Delta. Could either one of you share some highlights on activities that the department has been doing in the last month or so? I know Miles has only been here a week, but this last week was also really engaging with some of the things you guys were doing.
Yeah, I could elaborate a little bit on that. So with the new facility that we have here in Bethel, the diabetes department is able to provide a plethora of new activities that we haven't really been able to before. We have something called the wellness classroom, which contains a kitchen type area where we could do food demonstrations, which you may have seen some of the recipes that we have made coming out on Facebook through YKHC. Mm-hmm. We've recorded a lot of our videos there, and we have been using that area for the past month in February to host like a taste testing of all the recipes that we've released so far. And in that, we have another activities room where we can spread out and host other types of events. A lot of people come in and use it for trainings and meetings and all that other stuff. And the next portion that we have is like a teaching gym, which we haven't really done much with just yet, but with Miles on board, we should be able to get something going for our patients in the near future. But for the past month, February, just last week, is known as American Heart Month, where the things we're doing in the diabetes department was focused on building or making heart-healthy recipes on a weekly basis and inviting the public and staff members of YKHC to come in and participate. And we've used our previous month's recipes. We also did things like activity bingo, which is where we did some physical activity and, you know, nice fun way where once you completed an activity, you get, and it was on your bingo card, you can, you know, potentially win some prizes through us. And last week we were able to bring out something called a smoothie bike, where you pedal power your way to making a healthy and nutritious drink for yourself, a smoothie. And we provided all the ingredients for our participants. It's completely free of charge. We were doing that every Friday from 11 to 1. And we definitely do want to continue to do something called like Smoothie Bike Fridays, you know, on a weekly basis. So if you happen to be coming into Bethel and being seen at the hospital here on Fridays, and you have a little bit of downtime between appointments or you're waiting for your shuttle, feel free to come up to the diabetes department. We're on the second floor, and we're called the Wellness Center. And you can come there between 11 and 2, I would say, and participate in some activities. Only on Fridays. So, yeah. And March is National Nutrition Month. So we are going to be doing, again, another smoothie bike-related event because it gets people active and you make a nutritious smoothie. And that's happening Friday from 11 to 2 again. And we're also doing a big event over in the AC store. So here in Bethel, featuring our heart healthy recipes and our recipe of the month for March. Yeah.
Thanks for that, Ray. It sounds like the diabetes department's been really busy recently and doesn't seem like they're going to be slowing down anytime soon.
I don't think so. We have quite a bit on our plate, but it's all in the name of, you know, providing great care to our patients and, you know, giving patients something fun to do on a Friday before they head back home or they just happen to be in Bethel for the weekend or something.
We do know as well that tobacco use worsens diabetes. You may already have something like type 2 diabetes. And tobacco use raises the blood pressure and causes bad cholesterol to go up. These increase your risk of heart attack and stroke even more than if you already have a disease like type 2 diabetes. If you use tobacco and have diabetes, you are 3 times more likely to die of heart disease. When people with type 2 diabetes are exposed to nicotine, insulin, the hormone that lowers blood sugar, is less effective. Tobacco raises your blood sugar level, making it harder for you to control your diabetes. Breathing secondhand smoke can make your diabetes-related health problems worse. The urge to quit tobacco also comes in many different forms. It could be a craving which results from the addictive nature of nicotine from within the body, as well as the habitual use of tobacco. Some experience depressed mood, difficulty concentrating, fatigue, hunger, as well as irritability. It is important to know that you are not alone in this. We know that nearly 7 out of 10 tobacco users want to stop, and that more than half make a quit attempt in the past year. The YKHC Tobacco Prevention Cessation Department knows how difficult this is. We offer free counseling services that utilize best practices to anyone 12 years and older, and can work with your health insurance to offer nicotine replacement therapy, or NRT. This also includes working with pregnant women. Our certified treatment counselors can help you develop a personalized quit plan based on your current tobacco use, as well as any previous quit attempts. Never tried to quit before? No problem. We'll start by setting a quit day and checking in on that day, as well as following up multiple times for 1 year to ensure you are supported during your journey to become tobacco-free. We discuss stress management activities you might engage in to stay busy, as well as anything else that you might be causing you pain or frustration. Busy? Utilize the free program created by YKHC by simply texting QUIT NOW to 1-907-891-1740 to access the daily tips and advice. It is confidential and the enrollee never has to talk to a real person or give away identifying information. This is helpful for someone who is about to have a slip-up. You can also text the word HELP and immediately receive support 24/7. The Alaska Quit Line is another free option available to all Alaskans and offers access to telephone, web, and text-based support to any individual that wants to quit. You can call as often as you like and are eligible to receive 4 proactive support calls from a quit coach. Alaska's Quit Line can also discuss the usage of nicotine replacement therapies to all Alaskans who call. NRT is available even if you are uninsured or without coverage from your health plan. You can access the program by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And Miles, in regards to healthy activities, as well as helping your diabetes or quitting tobacco, what's some simple, easy things that someone can do to engage with and stay healthy?
I've actually had to kind of do this sort of thing myself. After this being snowed in over the weekend, I had to figure out a way how to stay active without leaving the comfort of my B&B. So some simple things you can do around the house. It doesn't have to be grand or anything outside the box. You can do push-ups, squats from your chair, anything around your house that adds just a little bit of resistance, raising some pots above your head. It doesn't take a lot. If during a commercial break, you do a couple chest press while you're sitting in your chair, you know, that'll get your arms moving. And I guess the most important thing is keeping your body active. So even while you're sitting down, there's still ways to improve your circulation and make sure your blood is flowing. And that's huge when dealing with tobacco and diabetes, is make sure your circulation stays active, because it can slow down. I like to picture it like a hose, like a water hose, right? So if you imagine the hose is connected from your heart all the way to your feet, if you were to put water in there when it's straight, the water will flow very nice and smooth.
Sure.
Except as soon as you start to crinkle and bend the hose, that flow starts to get a little bit more jagged and rough. So a simple way to improve that while you're sitting is just doing simple calf raises while you sit down. Standing up every now and then just to straighten out that hose is a very good way also to improve that circulation.
And how else could your profession help support someone with poor cardiovascular health?
Well, we sit down with the patient when they come in, and we look at what their goals are, starting at what their fitness level is.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get that sort of baseline, figure out what they want to do and how fast they want to be able to do it, we kind of temper and tailor our plan to that. So just for instance, one of my former patients I worked with, she was a paraplegic. So she had, you know, certain goals that she wanted to accomplish within that year. And it was my job to make sure first her goals were realistic with what her condition was, as well as, you know, to make that planned where within that year we could reach some of the things she wanted to be able to do. So we're kind of that bridge, you know, between nutrition, what your doctor says, and making sure all of it comes together when you're outside of the hospital.
The lifestyle
right.
of the patient.
Mm-hmm.
How strenuous does an exercise have to be in order to be beneficial?
So I like to think of it as a sliding scale.
Mm-hmm.
So say if someone is a professional athlete, getting up out of bed or walking up a flight of stairs should not be an issue for them. So that's not going to be strenuous enough for them to improve their cardiovascular health. They'll have to go run some miles, work out for a couple of hours in order to build up enough stress on their body to see improvement. But for most people, that's not nearly that necessary. So depending on where your fitness level is, that's how strenuous the exercise need to be. So say you haven't been moving around for a couple weeks or a month or however long, starting off really simple is the best way to go. Nice and slow, maybe just doing some seated squats, standing up and down from your chair, raising your arms up, anything to get your heart rate just a little bit higher than normal. You don't have to go run 3 miles or power walk or anything like that. Just nice and progressive, and as that stimulus gets less and less, then you can move up in your training.
Is there an exercise that you would say is the best for overall improvement for cardiovascular disease?
Well, the best one would definitely be to run.
Okay.
Anything that's makes you breathe a little bit harder, called aerobic exercise. But there's a lot of different ways to achieve that. So if you're a swimmer or you have, you know, things that with your where you have to do low impact things, swimming is a great way also to improve your heart health.
And Ray, there's some traditional activities someone could also engage in to stay active, right?
I would say so. I mean, just if by traditional you're talking about going out and getting, hauling water. I know a lot of our communities are lacking in piped water and getting water delivered to their homes, so you have to go out and get your own water, and during the winter months you're packing for it. So, you know, that counts as activities. I know just this past weekend we had a lot of snow out, and I was out there shoveling my driveway. You know, that's about 30, 40 minutes of good activity, but also other traditional activities during the summer, hauling in a fish net, you know, with a net full of fish, that takes up quite a bit of time. But if you're not, like, warmed up to doing any of that activity on a regular basis, you know, you could probably hurt yourself a little bit. So I would encourage folks to, you know, do a bit of light stretching and getting ready for the seasons before just going out and hauling in, you know, like 100 fish or something. Arbitrary number, but
sure.
Yeah, pulling in on net. And of course there's the Native Youth Olympics,
right?
You know, those kind of activities that is really prevalent out here. And of course, you know, the biggest traditional thing that we see out here in the region, it's not like cultural or, you know, traditional in the sense of our ancestors doing it, but basketball is huge out here.
Yes.
And a lot of people are very engaged in communities and out here in Bethel with open gyms and being out there. So.
And Chimay. Yeah. Chimay is coming up soon, too.
Yes, with the traditional dance, and we get to see all the fun indigenous ways that and other cultures of the world coming together and celebrating what makes us unique. And I am looking forward to participating in, not in...
I was going to say, are you dancing?
No, not in that kind of way. Okay. But, you know, just going in, helping around, because with YKHC Diabetes Department, we partner with... like dental and other...
Smile Alaska, right?
Yeah, the Smile Alaska style.
Mm-hmm.
We go out and help advocate, you know, for people visiting to, you know, cut down on sugar or hear some healthy alternatives and just learn more about diabetes and just like how people can learn more about taking care of their teeth, learning how to quit or manage their tobacco use.
Sort of go back over some of the things that the department's going to be looking at again. So diabetes in the next few weeks here. What are you going to be doing again?
So on Friday the 6th, the diabetes department will be doing something that we're, well, so March is National Nutrition Month.
Okay.
And we want to do a little, event to kind of kickstart the month of March. So we're going to be hosting a make-your-own smoothie day or Smoothie Bike Fridays. And we'll also be featuring the recipe of the month, which is called three-can chili.
Mm.
You just use one can of beans, crushed tomatoes, corn, and chili powder, and you can make yourself a very heart-healthy, nutritious meal. You get a bunch of fiber and much needed nutrients, but you're also cutting down on the sodium. And something that you need to keep in mind when buying canned goods is how much sodium is on the label.
Mm-hmm.
So something that we do in the diabetes department, we encourage everyone to rinse the vegetables or fruit that you get in cans, because a lot of these companies are putting a lot of sodium, a lot of sugar to kind of keep the food preserved in the can. So, again, rinse them out a couple times and then add it to the dish. And, yeah, so three-can chili, that's going to be available on the 6th. And also, we have these really nifty calendars out that have all of our recipes on a month-by-month basis. Last month for February, we had salmon chowder. Delicious.
It was.
And throughout the entire month of February, we did that as our staple Friday. Come get some salmon chowder. We also did muskox burgers, but we didn't have muskox, so we used the next best thing that we had on hand. It was reindeer. and just as tasty. And, you know, it still came from the region, you know, from earlier. And a lot of our recipes in these calendars, it's also going to be released on Facebook. So our listeners may have seen some of these videos that have come out. All of these recipes are using items you could get from the store and the ingredients from the land. We want to do these just because a lot of recipes that we see online call for things that we don't see in our village stores. So we chose really simple recipes to make healthy. And if you need a calendar or you're interested in getting a calendar, you could just give the diabetes department a call. Our number is 543-6133. And you're like, hey, I heard on Wellness Wednesday that diabetes has these really great calendars to give out. Would you mind sending me one? And we totally can do that for you guys. Another great thing about our calendars is we have like these challenges on a day-by-day basis. On February for American Heart Month, we encourage everybody to do something every day, you know, to get the heart pumping, you know, and staying active to keep your heart healthy. And then every month after that, it kind of alternates. So yesterday, for the first of the month, it was use weekly menu planning to stay ahead of the game and to make your food for the week on Sunday. So that menu planning is where you already have your meals planned out and you do like just big batch making things and then storing them and either freezing them, putting them in the fridge for what you're going to eat throughout the rest of the week. So, and we also encourage fitness goals there, like do 5 squats, just something simple on, you know, certain days. So in this calendar, you'll find things to keep you active, eat healthy meals, and encourage like interpersonal relationships where, hey, reach out to a friend today, see how they're doing, and those kind of things. So we want these calendars to be multi-use, like a multi-use tool other than just tracking the days. Yeah.
Yeah, I see that. And March 20th as well this month is Kick Butts Day. So for those individuals who are smoking cigarettes out there in the YK Delta, consider kicking the habit on March 20th. It's going to be in the calendar as well. So if you ask for that, you'll be able to see that date. And you could call YKHC's Tobacco Cessation Program, and we'd be happy to help you with that.
Yeah, and we also have your contact, not yours personally, Aiden, but the tobacco sure. department's contact information, as well as pharmacy hotline, people you could reach or departments you could reach. We have a quick list of people you can call in our calendar as well. So if you ever need to reach out to somebody, there should be some numbers there. Like in March, we have women, infants, and children right here on the main page. Mm-hmm. So if you need to contact WIC in any way, they have their number there. Also, if you need to get in touch with behavioral health or pharmacy, I know that's a big thing. We do have those contact information in this calendar as well.
Mm-hmm. I also see all the sub-regional clinics as well. So just in case any service really that you're looking for to find the number for, the calendar's got that as well.
Yes, it does. And since you did bring up March, we have a fairly big event planned here in Bethel on March 28th. So just the weekend after Jemai weekend.
Okay.
It's going to be from 11 to 3. And we are going to be showcasing our recipe. We're going to be bringing our smoothie bike to the AC store here in Bethel, and we're going to have some community partners participating in this. So they're going to be bringing their own presentations, activities, games, and stuff to AC, and we're going to be located over in the bakery section, right next to the deli. So we'll have that little area to ourselves. And if you're in Bethel on the 28th, feel free to stop by and participate in some free games, activities, learn some new recipes, and, Yeah, you could also make your own smoothie.
I was going to say, do you have the smoothie bike?
We will be bringing the smoothie bike.
Yes. The smoothie bike will be there.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I completely forgot, but I want to encourage all of our listeners to look into something called the Community Activity and Garden Awards.
That's right.
Which is provided by the Diabetes Department. So if you were to reach out to Diabetes, our number is 543-6133. You can find more information on how to get a community activity or a community garden funding through our program. And if any listeners have an idea for a community event and your only thing you're lacking is funding, as long as it is towards the health and wellness of your community and the Alaska Native people, you know, just give us a call and we can, you know, help you with that. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for that. That was closing statements from Ray. Really great for anyone in a community outside of Bethel to get a chance to increase the health and wellness of the people living there. And Miles, what would be one easy activity someone could engage in tomorrow or even after listening to the show today?
One thing I've been doing since I was snowed in, I've been doing push-ups on my chair. So it's an easy way to make sure you stay safe and still get a workout in. All you have to do is find a chair, place it up against your wall, and you can use it as a brace for your arms. And you can just do some push-ups on there that you don't have to get on the ground or anything like that. And it'll keep your range of motion still good, and you'll get a nice exercise on.
I'd personally like to thank all listeners, no matter where they are, for tuning in this month for YKHC's Wellness Wednesday. This has been Aiden Keller, one of the nicotine dependence counselors at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in Bethel, Alaska. See you soon, Delta.
Thanks for listening to Wellness Wednesdays on KYUK, a show about the health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Catch us every Wednesday at 10 a.m.